For 90.5 WKAR, I'm Scott Pohl. In the summer of 2011, Michigan State University started a fundraising campaign called Empower Extraordinary. The goal was $1.5 billion by the end of 2018. Today, more than a year ahead of schedule, MSU announced that the goal has been met. Still, the campaign continues. Funds for expansions at the Broad College of Business and the College of Music are still being sought. After today's Board of Trustees meeting, MSU Vice President for University Advancement, Robert Groves, told me that reaching the goal early is good news for students because there will be more money for scholarships. He adds that MSU-based research benefits, too.
Oftentimes that's money from foundations and corporations and sometimes individuals that helps faculty start research projects or begin new investigations. If they compete for the major federal grants, they often have to do several years of preliminary work and prove that the concept that they're trying to investigate is even viable, even something that makes sense. So before they go to the National Science Foundation or National Institutes of Health, they often need pilot data that suggests that there's something interesting here to investigate. That money often comes from private support. So getting there earlier simply means we were able to be more successful than we thought we would be, but we always have additional needs. So we have several building projects, for example, that we're at 50, 60, 70% of goal, but we'll have 100% of the bills. So we have to be aggressive and continue to move forward on those projects.
I wanted to ask you about continuing for more than one more year. How do you do that? Do you raise the goal? Tell me about the next 16 months or
so. Well, one can set a new goal, but obviously goals are somewhat arbitrary in terms of what the number would be. We've chosen to focus rather on a number than what are the projects. And so in the case of the Broad Pavilion, for example, that we'll break ground on today, we have a little over half of the money raised. We still need to raise another $28 million on that project. So that defines a goal. The same thing is true of the music edition. We started that about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. It's been a dream for a long time. We had not been able to find a lead donor. We got a lead donor and several lead donors, in fact, to step up and give us about $7 million. That gave us enough confidence that we could proceed and announce the project. But we're not guaranteed of the rest of that money. So we have an objective out there to raise another $10 to $12 million in private funds. So that's another goal.
Does it make it difficult to approach someone to write another check or write a bigger check when they hear a phrase like the goal has been met?
Sure. People who give money of any size, but particularly larger gifts, want to have an impact. And if they believe your needs are met and that you're done, then it's very hard to say, well, I'll help you with more, because there's lots of demands on their time, lots of demands for their attention. And so the challenge is helping them understand that there's still an important role to play. And frankly, not abusing your relationship, you know, whether it's if you think about this in a family context, as a young adult, your parents often help you get started, help you with your education, help get a home. You have lots of needs, but you can't always keep going back to them. Your true friends, the people that really love you and support the institution, will step forward and say, let me help you get that done. But you have to be very careful about taking advantage of that relationship and appearing to be unappreciative and greedy as opposed to appreciative and great partners.
Robert Groves is Vice President for University Advancement at MSU. Thank you.
Thanks.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.